open, I'm pulling at the seams. I'm not broken, I'm just blowing up some steam. I'm tired and I'm reckless, my own worst enemy. And fading,
Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That is a tune from my good pal, Mike Celia. And Mike released this song just a couple weeks ago. It's called Love, Come Save Me. It's brilliant. He's a great writer, great guitar player. He actually plays acoustic guitar on a song of mine, and that is coming up later on in the show. And he plays guitar for Digging Roots. Before that, John Milan with Walking Away, brand new music from John. Met John on the East Coast in Halifax, where he used to live. I think he's living in LA now. But he's a Billboard chart-topping artist and songwriter, and he just keeps pushing out great music. He just works really, really hard. Lovely guy. That was John Milan and Walking Away before Mike Celia. Now, we have brand new music from two of my favorites. They make up the group Twin Flames. They have won multiple Canadian Folk Music Awards. They've hosted the awards, and I hope that they're hosting this year. I can't remember who is, but they are usually on the list of hosts, and they are so funny and so genuine and so cool. This is a brand new tune from them. It's called Heart on Fire.
You share your secrets, I'll never tell. So hard to carry, you hide it so well. You need a shoulder, my whole heart. It won't fix things, but it's a start. Your heart is heavy and your heart's on fire.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Filled with empathy. says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this pretense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear.
You can
Blast from the Past. That is Mike and the Mechanics with The Living Years. They formed in Dover, which is in Great Britain, and it is one of those interesting side projects that was a hiatus period for one of the members, Mike Rutherford, and his supergroup, Genesis. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. We've got music coming up from Terry Urach featuring Rit, which is pretty cool stuff. Also on the show, brand new music from the Strum Bellas. They're from Lindsay, Ontario, and they've been described as alternative indie folk rock with a little bit of gothic folk. They had a massive hit with Spirits, and they're back with a brand new record and a new singer. Their old singer actually still writes with the band, which is pretty interesting and very cool. We've got a tune from Evan Redsky coming up. It's called Renata. It's from his album Oblivion, which is one of my favorite of 2022. He also plays a guitar, like lead guitar, in a band called Altameda from Edmonton, which is really great. They were nominated for Juno last year, and Evan just got off tour with William Prince doing a few shows with him, so good things happening for Evan, and he's great. Here is Renata from the album Oblivion by Evan Redsky on the Jukebox.
myself down on that street. Was it the seven generations before? Or was it the land under that concrete? If she lost her first job at the age of 16, coal on that new stuff going around. But she didn't look back when she left that motel. But she made sure to put that tobacco down. Or not, dancing under Young Street light.
Still my Fighting demons in my head, oh.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Damon, I don't remember Africa. Come on. Islandikko tammasuhu migatta. Tamma ei nahtu haun näimä. Ilitsyti juoksuti juuri käyvät.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. What did chimney swifts do long ago, before chimneys existed? Back then, there were many big hollow trees for swifts to roost and build their nests inside. Swifts can't perch with their tiny legs. They can only cling onto a rough vertical surface, like the inside of an old tree, or a brick chimney. Over the last few centuries, land developers cut down old-growth forests with large hollow trees. Chimney swifts began using human-built structures, which probably gave their numbers a boost. But building styles have changed, and traditional brick chimneys are becoming rarer. Flying insects, which swifts depend on for food, have dwindled due to pesticides. Fortunately, we can provide habitat for swifts right in our neighborhoods. If you have a brick or stone chimney, you can allow swifts inside by keeping it open on top with the damper closed from April to October. Avoiding pesticides in gardens helps make sure swifts can find food. You can also learn how to build a wooden tower designed for chimney swifts on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note is provided by Claudia and Bert Toth and generous listeners around the world.